Hello. I understand how the land masses of the planet rise and fall and change over time, but I'm wondering, was the Earth ever covered just by 100% water with no land showing? And could such a planet exist elsewhere in the universe?
David?
Well, was the Earth ever covered in water? Very definitely yes, if you're prepared to accept water as the substance H2O. Because there have been times when the planet has been covered entirely by ice. That's both the land masses and the oceans covered by ice from pole to equator. These are called the ice house world conditions, the most recent of which was about 635 million years ago, so just pre-Cambrian, just before large amounts of multicellular life. So extreme climate events covering the Earth in solid water, yes. The question was probably thinking about liquid water. Now, land masses don't so much rise and fall as at the moment continents split apart and rearrange themselves. Now, the amount of continental material is scarcely changing over time. But if you go back about 3 billion years ago, there wasn't much continental crust, maybe just a few ocean islands. And so virtually the whole planetary surface would have been covered by liquid water at those times when it wasn't frozen. So very deep in the past, a few islands in amongst global oceans. That's as best we get, close as we get to a planet covered in liquid water. Can they occur elsewhere? Yes, there are certainly many worlds in this solar system, moons of Jupiter and Saturn, which are ice at the surface, rock underneath, and maybe an ocean sandwiched in between. But to go to bodies covered in liquid water, well, these are known as water worlds, probably from the science fiction movie. But it's an obvious term. We think planets that are rocky but have a greater mass than the Earth, twice to 10 times the mass of the Earth, are going to have so much water as well that by the time the water's squeezed out of the rock, it's going to be such a deep ocean that you'll never have land masses sticking above the surface. So we are expecting to find water worlds among the exoplanets. And we've got planets round 2,000 or 3,000 stars now. Most stars in our galaxy we know have planets now. So some of them are going to be water worlds. And we think we're identifying some of them by their size and their mass.
So if not this one, definitely somewhere out there, maybe a planet or a galaxy far, far away. David, thank you very much.